And I'm going to ask you the first question. So how did he get the name Ebenezer?
Well, I was searching for a name, and I didn't know what was appropriate for him. So anyway, I looked in the Bible, and I figured that Ebenezer, since it means God has brought us this far, I thought I'd call him that, because that's as far as he has brought us.
Great. And then explain the cross on the back.
Well, the cross, this donkey has a cross in the back. Most donkeys do have a cross, and we call him a Jesus donkey because Jesus mounted a donkey.
Yeah, absolutely. So how long have you owned Ebenezer?
I'd say about 40 years now.
Is that right?
Yes.
And how did you acquire him?
They lived to be about 80 years old.
Wow.
So he's got another 40 to go.
Wow, I didn't realize that. That's awesome. So how did you acquire him? Did you adopt? Well, or?
Yes, we were in Israel. And we saw some kids playing with a donkey. I said, I'd sure like to have one of those pets.
Yeah.
So when I came to Kansas City, I looked in the paper to see if I could find a donkey, you know, in a burro.
Yeah.
And I found him. He was 2 years old when I got him.
Uh-huh.
So from there on, you know, he's been here.
Wow, that's great.
And also, when I was young, about 6 years of age, you know, I was in Mexico with some relatives, and they had donkeys in their possession. I just like donkeys.
Awesome. So do I. What do you like best about them?
Well, they're stubborn. They're playful. They're playful.
Really good. Yeah. You can tell, he'll tell you when he's upset and when he's happy.
Is that right? Well, that's good. That's a good thing. He's a wise guy, you know. So do you realize that Ebenezer gets a lot of visitors?
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
Let me tell you a little story that happened about a year ago. There was a celebration here on Main Street in Grandview.
Uh-huh.
I think it was Truman Celebration or something like that.
Yeah.
A parade. They blocked Main Street.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, my neighbor here on the back, his name is Joe McKinstry. I don't know if you know him or not, but
no.
He works for the police department.
Okay.
So anyway, he called me and says, "Hey, Ben, your burro's out." So I came and said, "Oh, I'll be right there in 10 minutes."
Yeah.
So I had to go around Grandview to come over here, and he was at the gate already. Joe was at the gate. He says, "Well, he's already back in the barn." And the way it happened, a lady stopped a couple of blocks down and saw Ebenezer. She stopped her car, got out of the car, and told Ebenezer, "Get back in your barn." So he turned around and came back to see him.
And, and it's amazing. He can understand what you're saying.
Wow.
Because just your tone of voice, maybe, you know.
Wow.
But
anyway, that's
great. I thanked him, you know, and that was it.
Yeah.
So he was back at home.
That's great.
So another 2 days ago, it was cold.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't find him in the barn.
Yeah.
So I whistled. My whistle is not very loud, so I had to go, you know, just like that.
Yeah.
And he can hear that.
Yeah.
So anyway, I walked up the hill and see where that barn is over there.
Yeah.
On the other side, there's a road.
Uh-huh.
I went up there, and as I got up to the top, almost to the top, I whistled. He must have heard me.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I heard just like a lot of hoofs.
Yeah.
Like a stampede, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I said, where is it coming? And Ebenezer came out of the bushes, you know, and about 6 deer behind me.
Wow, that's great.
Anyway, he came towards me, and he made the circle around me 3 times,
uh-huh.
And then he went up to the fence.
Yeah.
I mean, the deer went up to the fence, and he stood there looking at me.
That's great.
And Ebenezer.
That's great.
And that was it.
That's great.
I've never seen that happen before.
No, that's great. That's great. He's a leader.
Yeah.
What's his favorite thing to do?
Well, he likes to play with you. When people come over here, he likes to play with them.
Good deal.
They're running and kicking and all that sort of stuff. He likes to be chased, and he likes to chase.
Is that right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's great.
I'll chase him a while, and then I get tired and chase me.
That's great. So what's your favorite thing to do with him? Chase? Play?
That's it. Just to have him here.
Yeah.
Everybody seems to like him around here, even police department, they come over and feed him, and also the city people, they come over. They're really nice to him.
Yeah, that's great.
Really good.
So what? How often do you come and groom and feed him?
Oh, every other day.
Every other day?
Yeah.
Okay. Which leads me into my next question. Mm-hmm. Do you see him as a local legend in Grandview?
A local what?
A local legend.
I think so.
Yeah.
Everybody knows him.
Oh, yeah.
They may not know me, but they know him.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they do. They do know him. That's great. Have you thought about getting other animals or donkeys to put
no,
out here with them?
It. No, that's it. I can't. I can't
hardly do it. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. How about kids or grandkids? Do you have kids and grandkids?
Well, I have grandkids. They all know how to ride him and all that, but I think they've lost interest and they're busy on their own thing.
Yeah.
And they're not that close anymore.
Okay. Okay. So, you have any other stories, anything else you want to add about Ebenezer?
Well, what else is there? Let's see here.
Okay. So, you got him here in town. Somebody in town had some burros and you bought it from them, or did you
they
get him out of state?
Than they, all they had was just one burro, 2 years old.
Wow.
And when I brought him over here, the first thing I did is when they let him out of the trailer,
yeah.
I grabbed, put a halter on him,
uh-huh.
and I walked him all around the perimeter of the property here.
Yeah.
I had about 5.5 or 6 acres, you know. And after that, I just let him loose. And he was a little bit, at first, he was a little bit shy because when I'd come over here to feed him, you know, it was little, when he was little, he'd hide behind bushes.
Yeah, that's right.
And so I had to coax him to come out.
Yeah.
Hey, come on, carrots, you know, apples.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And finally, I was catching him.
Yeah.
So he's been here the whole time?
Yes.
Since what year?
About 20, no, 30. Well, see, if he's been 40 years, I'd say about 38
years. So 1968, about?
Somewhere around
67,
there. So we were in Israel, yeah. And we got him right after he came back, yeah.
Much different time, I'm sure, over in Israel, I would think, than now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.